a bed, blue roses, and floating lingerie. This is Roses Are Not Blue by Marty Baird. 2008, acrylic, oil, and wallpaper on canvas. The almost square 62 by 66 inch work is behind glass. Blue roses are evenly scattered across layers of torn wallpaper. These flowers show through everything painted on top of them. Across the top quarter and bottom third of the piece is beige wallpaper. Underneath and showing in the gap is gray wallpaper that has white roses. The torn boundaries of the beige wallpaper are jagged and highly irregular. The roses are the size of a fist. The evenly scattered blue roses are two-tone, sky blue and cobalt. These colors are set off with accents of peach and red. The roses on the upper and lower beige papers are set against sprigs of green leaves. Also on the beige layers, in a pale tan, are painted stems, each topped with a lacy canopy of leaves. Across each canopy, in the same pale tan, is written, "Roses are not blue," in 1/2-inch high letters. On the bottom strip of wallpaper, a simple bed is outlined in black. Its headboard and footboards match. The legs and single crossbars are abutting circles like beads on a string. Painted just above center on the gray wallpaper and floating horizontally above the bed is a black slip. The spaghetti straps and shapely bodice are on the right. The V-neck and hem are edged in black lace. The label next to the artwork shares the following information. This work is part of Baird's Pattern of Memory series initiated during a year in Paris, France, and shaped by the turbulence of 2000 to 2008, marked by natural disasters, war, and personal loss for the artist. Reflecting on the fragility of life and the persistence of memory, this specific work draws heavily on Baird's upbringing in Texas as well as many of the harsh dichotomies she has identified as an inherent part of Southern identity. The repurposed vintage floral wallpaper that forms the background of the image functions as a sort of domestic wilderness, hinting at the South's association with both refinement and roughness. Similarly, the black slip that serves as the focal point of the composition hints at a menacing narrative, an underlying presence in the history of the South. This description and recording are by Jan Tu on behalf of Arts Access North Carolina, a nonprofit that works to make the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities.